Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. The Pop Series winds up on May 10th and 11th with a super fragicalistic celebration of Disney enchantment. Resident conductor William Curry takes us on a fabulous journey of sound with Disney in concert, magical music from the movies. Hear the orchestra perform music from Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Mary Poppins, Aladdin, The Lion King, and many, many more. Celebrated vocalists, along with rare original storyboard art and video from the Disney archives, bring these enchanting melodies to life on stage. The Pop Series does take place at the Duke Energy Center, which was formerly known as the Progress Energy Center in downtown Raleigh. The Chapel Hill Series begins at 8 p.m., and that takes place at Memorial Hall at UNC. That address is 208 East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. The Rite of Spring Centennial will take place Thursday, May 16th, with Grant Llewellyn as the music director. Debussy, Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun, Haydn, Symphony No. 8, Stravinsky Fireworks, and Stravinsky, The Rite of Spring. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, we have the Sidecar Social Club. Now, the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. For ticket information or more information, you can call them at 919-462-2052. The Booth Amphitheater will once again jazz up your spring with the return of a popular musical series. The Hobnob Jazz Series will take place every Wednesday evening from May 1st through the 29th and feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place on this spacious crescent deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. Ticket prices are $5 per show for adults, or for all five concerts, $20. Kids 12 and under are free. The Sidecar Social Club is some information, diverse of style and accomplished by their own rights. Musicians J. Clarence Crew Jr., Aaron Bitkofer, Edward Thelonious Butler, and F.O. Finch III have been working staples in the Triangle's jazz and world music scene for more than a decade. While their careers have overlapped throughout the years, Sidecar Social Club brings them together for the love of an old-time sound with an updated, stylized twist. With the addition of vocalist Lisa Veronica Wood and a focus on themes of the unrequited, ruthless, and raunchy woman of song, they have a story to tell. Parking is free and the lots will open at 5 p.m. The items allowed into the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, long chairs of any height, blankets, raincoats and ponchos, cameras, food, and non-alcoholic beverages. Prohibited are weapons, umbrellas, and alcoholic beverages. Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is also excited to announce that Li Lovett will be coming as part of the Band Together benefit concert for the Tammy Lee Center on Saturday, May 4th. Special guests Delta Ray and the Chatham County Line will open the show, and Mac and Juice Quartet, winner of Band Together's Last Band Standing 2013, will also perform. The gates open at 5 p.m. and music starts at 6 p.m. Please note, with ticket prices, all prices increase $5 on the day of the event. Price level 1, reserved rows A through G, sections 1 through 4, is $69.50. Price level 2, reserved rows H through the last row, sections 1 through 4, $49.50. General admission on the lawn, and this is for ages 3 and up, are $34.50. The VIP ticket prices for ages 21 and older, $150 includes catered food and beverage, VIP area close to the main stage, silent auction, and donation. Kids 2 and under are free on the lawn. Parking is free, and the lots will open again at 5 p.m. Music will start at 6 p.m. For more information, again, that phone number for the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is 919-462-2052. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, will be performing April 30th through May 5th. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. This spectacular show tells the uplifting story of a trio of friends on a road trip of a lifetime who hop aboard a battered old bus searching for love and friendship in the middle of the Australian outback and end up finding more than they could have ever dreamed. An international hit with over 500 dazzling 2011 Tony Award-winning costumes, Priscilla features a hit parade of dance floor favorites including It's Raining Men, Finally, and I Will Survive. The Hollywood Reporter calls Priscilla funny and fabulous, joyous entertainment with eye-popping visuals and unexpected heart. There is a content advisory for this performance, contains explicit language, sexual innuendo, and attempted hate crime. Parental discretion is advised. All guests will require a ticket, regardless of age, and as for all the performances at DPAC, children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. The event dates and times for this performance, Tuesday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, May 1st, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, May 2nd, 7:30, Friday, May 3rd, 8 p.m., Saturday, May 4th, 2 p.m., Saturday, May 4th, another performance at 8 p.m., Sunday, May 5th, 1 p.m., and another performance on Sunday, May 5th at 6:30 p.m. Il Divo is also coming to DPAC on May 7th, and this performance begins at 7:30. Il Divo, the world's foremost classical crossover quartet, brings their new Best of Il Divo tour to the Triangle for the first time on May 7th. This new show features them performing their signature classical interpretations of popular songs across their whole career catalog with a full orchestra. El Divo featured multinational members Urs Bueller, Carlos Marin, David Miller, and Sebastian Isambard have sold over 26 million albums, enjoyed over 50 number ones, and chalked up 160 gold and platinum sales in over 33 countries. Proving the lack of geographical boundaries to their romantic and timeless repertoire, El Divo have become a global touring phenomenon. Their 2012 Fourth World Tour saw them perform an incredible 134 shows across 46 countries on 6 continents. Their amazing career knows no bounds. Highlights include appearing at the opening and closing ceremony of the 2006 FIFA World Cup, touring as special guests to Barbara Streisand, a 2009 performance at President Obama's Purple Inauguration Ball, and recently at a special concert for Her Majesty's Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee at Windsor Castle. Many of the tracks for the new Best of Il Divo show, they have been chosen by their fans all over the world and will include favorites Somewhere, Unbreak My Heart, Unchained Melody, and Adagio, as well as several new songs such as My Heart Will Go On in Italian, I Will Always Love You in Spanish, and I Can't Help Falling in Love with You English from their recent Global Greatest Hits album release. Again, Il Divo will be performing at DPAC May 7th at 7:30 p.m. Amy Schumer will be performing at DPAC on May 10th, and this performance begins at 8 p.m. Amy Schumer is one of the hottest stars in comedy, with her blend of girl-next-door looks and edgy comedy. Amy is the creator, star, and writer of Inside Amy, her Comedy Central television show, which will premiere next year. Amy's one-hour stand-up special, Mostly Sex Stuff, was Comedy Central's second-highest-rated special this year, and she was one of the featured comedians on The Roast of Roseanne and The Roast of Charlie Sheen. Amy has appeared on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Conan, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Amy was featured in Rolling Stone Magazine, The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and as Variety's top 10 comics to watch this past year. She's also written articles for Cosmopolitan Magazine to enormous reader response. Amy recurred on Season 3 of Adult Swim's Delocated and guest starred in the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Last year, she filmed the feature Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, starring Steve Carell and Keira Knightley, and Price Check, an independent feature opposite Parker Posey, which premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Her album Cutting placed in the top 5 of Billboard charts and has been included on the multiple Best Comedy Album of the Year awards list. Recommended for mature audiences only. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Again, Amy Schumer will be performing at DPAC May 10th at 8 p.m. Finally, at DPAC on May 12th, Laughter and Reflection with Carol Burnett, a conversation with Carol where the audience asks questions. Again, this performance will be May 12th at 7 p.m. at DPAC. Come spend Mother's Day with comedic legend Carol Burnett when she returns to DPAC. Laughter and Reflections with Carol Burnett, a conversation with Carol where the audience asks the questions, is Burnett's off-the-cuff conversation with the audience, a format that grew out of the question-and-answer sessions she shared with her studio audience on each episode of The Carol Burnett Show. Carol Burnett, award-winning actress and best-selling author, is widely recognized by the public and her peers for her work on stage and screen, most notably The Carol Burnett Show. Named in 2007 by Time magazine as one of the 100 best television shows of all time, The Carol Burnett Show ran for 11 years, averaged 30 million viewers per week, and received 25 Emmy Awards, making it one of the most honored shows in television history. But it is Carol's artistic brilliance, her respect and appreciation of her fans, and her graciousness, integrity, warmth, and humor on and off screen that have made her one of the most beloved performers in entertainment and one of the most admired women in America. As a highly acclaimed actress for her comedic and dramatic roles on television, film, and Broadway, Carol has been honored with 12 People's Choice Awards, 8 Golden Globes, 6 Emmy Awards, the Horatio Alger Award, the Peabody Award for Friendly Fire, and the ACE Award for Between Friends with Elizabeth Taylor. She has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, is a Kennedy Center honoree, and has been inducted into the Television Hall of Fame. Carol has penned 2 New York Times bestsellers, This Time Together, Laughter and Reflection, and her autobiography, One More Time, for which on both accounts she received national critical acclaim for her writing skills and storytelling talent. In 2010, the audiobook for This Time Together earned Carol her first Grammy nomination for Best Spoken Word. And Simon & Schuster recently announced it will publish Carol's third book, Carrie and Me, A Mother-Daughter Love Story, about Burnett and her daughter Carrie Hamilton. Co-starring along Jane Lynch, Carol created the role of Sue Sylvester's mother in Fox television smash hit Glee and received an Emmy nomination for her portrayal as a murderess on Law & Order SVU. Carol can be heard alongside Jim Carrey and Steve Carell as the voice of Kangaroo in 20th Century Fox hit animated feature Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who. She also voiced the character of Hera in Disney's animation adventure The Secret World of Arrietty, co-starring Amy Poehler and Will Arnett. In 2012, Carol received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the International Cinematographers Guild 49th Publicist Award, given for her extraordinary career and reputation for direct involvement in promotion of the shows and movies in which she has starred. And the Geffen Playhouse presented Carol with a Distinction in Theater Award in Los Angeles in June 2012. Again, Laughter and a Reflection with Carol Burnett will be at DPAC on May 12th, with the performance starting at 7 p.m. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. The Carolina Theater is presenting Jack Hanna's Into the Wildlife. Carolina Theater is located in downtown Durham at 309 West Morgan Street. For any ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live will take place Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. Tickets are from $28 to $58. Animal lovers, get ready. Jungle Jack Hanna brings some of his favorite animal friends with him, as long as fascinating and humorous stories and footage from his adventures around the world. Kids from 2 to 92 will be entertained and inspired by Jungle Jack and the antics of his furry friends. Bob Skaggs is also going to be coming to the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, May 8th. That performance begins at 8 p.m. Tickets for that performance are from $47 to $101. A casual listen to the Bob Skaggs discography, discography makes one thing obvious. Bob Skaggs is both a musical seeker and a man of sizable talent as a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. His explorations in blues and R&B, rock and jazz have produced a lasting work and a career that has brought with it acclaim, a loyal following, and an endearing respect among musicians. Conditions of entry to this performance: to ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibited items or item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Prohibited items include no firearms or weapons of any kind, no alcohol or any other outside food or drink, no backpacks, no professional cameras, no video or recording devices. Again, for more information about either of these performances, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. The Goodnights Comedy Club, located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Lonnie Love will be performing May 2nd through May 4th. For ticket information, you can call the Goodnights Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Just how funny is comedian and actress Lonnie Love? Ask both Variety and Comedy Central, both of which have named her among their top 10 comics to watch, or Campus Activity magazine, which honored her as its hot comic for 2009. Love is not only one of the most hilarious and lovable comics performing stand-up on the comedy club and college circuits, but also a busy TV host, guest, and actress who has appeared in films and dramatic plays. Love starred in her own half-hour special for Comedy Central in 2007 and has also been seen on the channel's Premium Blend, Weekends at the DL, and Chocolate News. Her many television appearances include The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, The Best Damn Sports Show Period, VH1's I Love the 70s, 80s, 90s, VH1's The Great Debate, and Comics Unleashed, among numerous others. Love has enjoyed a recurring role on the Nickelodeon show Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, as well as guest starring roles on UPN's Girlfriends and the CBS sitcom Worst Week. She was host of the E! Wildest TV Show Moments and a guest host on GSN Live. Ken Lonnie Love will be at the Goodnights Comedy Club May 2nd through May 4th. Also at Goodnights Comedy Club, May 9th through May 11th, Greg Proops. The Proop Dog is best known for his unpredictable appearances on Whose Line Is It Anyway, the hit improvised comedy show on ABC hosted by Drew Carey. Greg is also a regular on the long-running British version of WLIIA, Whose Line Is currently seen on BBC America and the ABC Family Channel. Greg can also be heard as the voice of Bob the Builder on the popular children's series seen on PBS and in the major motion picture Star Wars Episode I. Mr. Proop's other television sightings include Last Comic Standing, Chelsea Lately, Ugly Betty, The Bigger Picture with Graham Norton on BBC, Mock the Week on BBC Two, The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, The Drew Carey Show, Just Shoot Me, The Jimmy Kimmel Show, ESPN Classic, All Time Greatest World Series Teams. Mr. Proopwell aided and abetted Joan and Melissa Rivers on the red carpet at the 2007 Oscars, Emmys, SAG, and Grammy Awards as a wagon celebrity traffic cop on the TV Guide channel. Mr. Greg was spotted hosting his own syndicated national dating show, Rendezvous. He also hosted the now cult classic game show on Comedy Central's versus Senior Proops. Comedy Central's versus Senior Proops threw down an original half hour of stand-up on Comedy Central Presents. Greg Proops again is going to be performing at Goodnights Comedy Club May 9th through May 11th. For ticket information, you can call Goodnights Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Now time to read some upcoming performances from Pinecone. Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin will be performing Sunday, May 12th at the Daniels Auditorium, the North Carolina Museum, and that's located at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. The doors will open at 2:45 p.m., and the concert will take place at 3 p.m. This concert is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Celebrate Mother's Day with Pinecone at the North Carolina Museum of History with a free concert featuring mother and daughter duo Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin. This duo sings Chilean folk songs, plays drums, and tells bilingual stories. Mirna and Claudia came from Chile as political refugees in 1976. Since then, they have lived in New York City, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They started singing together in 1995. Festivals where they have performed included La Fiesta del Pueblo, the International Festival, the Haw River Festival, and the Eno River Festival. Some of their songs have been included on CDs made by the Community Music Project. Again, Mirna Baskunin and Claudia Lopez Baskunin will be performing Sunday, May 12th, 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45 p.m., at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. The concert is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Pinecone returns to Wake Forest this summer. Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest continue to present free concerts in the summer and the fall in Wake Forest's E. Carroll Joyner Park. Wake Forest Arts also works with Pinecone and the town on the June concert, which is part of their Six Sundays in Spring series. Located at 701 Harris Road, E. Carroll Joyner Park includes a 1,000 lawn seat amphitheater, a performance area at the Walker Garden, restored farm buildings and pecan grove, restrooms, pond, and approximately 3 miles of walking trails. Save these dates for the upcoming free concerts. Big Medicine will be performing Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m., Crackdown, Sunday, August 4th at 5 p.m., and the Gospel Jubilators will be performing Sunday, September 15th. The Jeff Little Trio will be performing Saturday, May 11th at 5 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, which is located at 801 High House Road in Cary. There is a rain site for this performance, which is the Kiwanis Shelter in Bond Park, the same address, 801 High House Road in Cary. Jeff Little is a bluegrass, blues, honky-tonk, jazz, rock and roll piano player. There aren't many. That's why he's the piano man of the Blue Ridge. Former national banjo champion Steve Lewis, guitar and banjo, and bass player Josh Scott will join Little. National Public Radio has described Little as, quote, a remarkable musician steeped in the tradition of his native Blue Ridge, as well as a virtuoristic and eclectic innovator. Join Pinecone in the town of Cary in welcoming Jeff Little Trio back to the Triangle. Little comes from Boone, North Carolina, in the heart of the Blue Ridge, one of America's richest regions for traditional music. So it is perhaps not so surprising that he began playing piano at age 5. His family ran Little's Music Store in Boone, where musicians of all types frequently drop by to play a tune. Among those was Doc Watson, a neighbor and close family friend, whose music helped shape Little's unique piano style. While Watson was a keeper of deep Appalachian traditions, he also pioneered the flat picking of intricate fiddle melodies on the guitar. Again, Jeff Little Trio will be performing Saturday, May 11th at 5 p.m. at Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary, and the rain site will be at the Kiwanis Shelter, also located in Bond Park. Time to read some upcoming events. There is an open mic for acoustic music every Monday at 7 p.m. and an acoustic jam for the first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Road in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. Bluegrass Jam takes place the second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. The Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hugh Street in Apex. For more information, you can email them at ashort@bellsouth.net. The Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam takes place on the third Friday of every month from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Port City Java, located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-232-5282. Mudbone's Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, and that's in Durham. Phone number 919-401-1979. Old Time Music Session takes place every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-286-3801. The Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Newcomer lessons are at 6 p.m. Ballroom dancing is the first Sunday from 3:45 to 6 p.m. And salsa is the second and fourth Sunday at 3:45 to 6 p.m. This all takes place at the Elks Lodge, located at 5538 Leadmine Road in Raleigh. Admission, if you are a member of the Carolina Dance Club, it is $6. Guests are $10. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. There is a Dulcimer Jam also, Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. First Thursday at the Page Walker Arts and History Center, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. The third Thursdays, it's the Carolina Dulcimers at the Carrollwood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill, located at 750 Weaver Dairy Road. For more information, you can call them at 919-413-5568. And coming up for the following week, some live music. Friday, May 3rd, the Mandolin Orange presented by Cat's Cradle will be at the King's Barcade and in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-1091. Roger McGuinn will also be performing on Friday, May 3rd at the Arts Center in Carrborough. And you can call them at 919-929-2787. On Saturday, May 4th, the Stray Birds will be at the Art Center in Carrborough. Again, that phone number is 919-929-2787. And also on Saturday, May 4th, Lauren Sheehan will be at the RA Fountain General Store in Fountain, North Carolina. Their phone number is 252-749-3228. On Sunday, May 5th, David Jacob Strain and Bob Beach will be at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen. Phone number 919-944-7502. On Wednesday, May 8th, the Bluegrass Soiree will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-833-8898. And again, that's Wednesday, May 8th. Also on Wednesday, May 8th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves will be at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Crescent Deck, and that's in Cary. For more information, you can call them at 919-462-2025. On Thursday, May 9th, Missy Raines and the New Hip will be at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-821-0777. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.